The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie that had everything. Adventure, action, romance, high stakes, space monsters.
And more than one female character though, right? The movie where Luke Skywalker learned the key to being the greatest hero the universe had ever seen. It wasn't a spaceship, it wasn't a laser gun, or even a light sword. It was that humblest of creatures, daddy issues.
The Star Wars movie that's so goddamn perfect that everything after this is just pure unadulterated dog shit and it raped my childhood up the ass, goddammit!
This is The Empire Strikes Back on Blockbuster Nostalgia. Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. The movie podcast is counting down the biggest hit movies of the 1980s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landi.
And we are here to talk about Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
This is probably the best of all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, it's pretty good. 1980... Empire Strikes Back comes out, sequel to the giant, colossal,
toy
mega, just cultural phenomenon that was Star Wars, and they come back, they add more.
It has kind of everything.
It has kind of everything, except for one thing, except for two things.
Go on.
Except for possibly more than one thing. An ending is definitely one of the things they had, but you know, they definitely had one thing.
Yeah, they had a shit ton of fucking money.
They had goddamn money.
This is number three on our list, so this is the third highest grossing movies of the 1980s. So we know that you have never heard anybody talk about this movie.
Yeah, certainly it's Empire Strikes Back, it's Star Wars. There's no podcast about Star Wars.
There's no podcast talking about Star Wars or like in detail about it or like giving their opinions about it.
There's certainly not a bunch of dudes talking about Star Wars on the internet 24/7 for the last 40 years.
Yeah, there's not 1,800 dudes and three chicks talking about Empire Strikes Back on podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably like four chicks. So
probably, more than likely. And they're actually probably pretty cool.
They're probably pretty cool.
Yeah. But anyway, we are aware of that.
We are very aware of that, which is why we're not going to explain the plot.
We're not going to talk about plot. You know what this fucking movie is.
We're not going to go plot points for fucking Empire Strikes Back, a movie that you've seen 50 times if you've seen it once.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you haven't, then, you know, fuck you, man. Like, watch it more often.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. And also, like, if you've never seen this movie, how are you listening to this podcast? How did you figure out how to turn on a computer? I don't understand.
That's how I learned how to use Windows 7.
Right. Yes.
I was watching Empire, and then there's that part where Yoda is doing all the control delete stuff.
That's true. He explains to you coding and C++ and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very helpful movie, actually.
It is.
Steve Jobs learned everything he knows from Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, he based it all on that. In fact, if you get if you pull back all the code that they built for it, mm-hmm. it just makes a big Boba Fett.
That's true.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know this, but Deep Thought, that was another fictional computer. What was the one that... That's a fictional computer from fucking Hitchhikers.
Yeah.
What was the computer that almost beat Bobby Fischer, was it? The chess computer.
It was called...
I don't know. It doesn't fucking
Rusky
matter.
Rusky McComputes.
Yeah, you know old Chessy McComputer Chess?
Yeah.
That motherfucker... It's just R2-D2.
Because he was Irish. He was Mac Computer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a very proud Irish computer.
Mac Computer Chess. From the fucking... from the Isle of Mac Computer.
Exactly.
Chess.
From the Emerald Isles of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the three things he knew was chess, fuck the English, and... fuck
Yoda.
The English again, actually. That was... He was very, very pro... fuck the
IRA,
English,
pro yeah,
pro IRA. It's quite, sad. It's dicey. It's dicey, but you understand it.
That's all right. He's old school Irish.
Exactly.
So this time we're going to fix this movie.
We're going to fix this movie. And I know what you're thinking to yourself. You're thinking, this movie is pretty goddamn perfect, right? You just talked about how it's amazing and you've seen it 50 times.
What can two guys drinking beers and shit fix about this movie?
I mean, you never know until we start talking. So, and that's what we're about to do.
All right. So you were saying sexy ladies?
I was saying sexy ladies because... We talked about it a little in the intro, but there's only one lady in this movie.
There is only one lady. One Lando Calrissian.
One sexy, dark chocolate.
Dame.
Yeah, Lando's got capes.
No, no, but Leia. Leia's the only
lady in this movie. What if all of them were ladies? What if we just replace all of them with sexy ladies?
Are you talking about doing like a Ghostbusters female style remake of it?
Yeah, but less clothing and less fat chicks. Not to be offensive.
Can they all be Barbarellas?
I mean, yes, that's basically what I'm saying. Okay. What if they were all Princess Leia in the slave bikini?
Okay. All slave Leias.
I mean, they're not all slave Leias. We're going to mix it up some. Some of them are going to be green or blue or whatever the fuck and have like different sexy outfits, but I'm talking nips out.
At least like Barbarella. Let's go Barbarella because Barbarella was kind of a badass.
Well, and also here's the thing. Starts on an ice planet, very cold. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? George Lucas famously said, no bras in space.
Yeah, he did say that. And there were no bras in space.
That
was also very, very convenient because there was only one woman.
Yes.
Yeah, and one black guy.
Yes.
We got one woman, one black guy. This was like all television in the fucking 1980s.
Yeah,
1970s. Well,
that's
actually,
not
1970s.
True. The 70s. Yeah, because the 80s you had the Cosby Show, which is totally not problematic now.
Yeah, it's still a very progressive show.
Still a very progressive show about how black people can be doctors and shit.
Yeah.
Lawyers and
that's
crap,
what
right?
That show's about now.
That show's definitely about that.
When I watch it, it's about how that guy's
a doctor. The guy's like a doctor, and
he's
his wife's a lawyer.
And jazz.
They're an upper class family, even though they're black. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not just a guessing game of who was drugged and who wasn't.
Yep.
No, it's just a jazz-loving doctor guy
who just loves his family so much.
Happens to be black. It's
happens
right.
to be black. Doesn't even really matter that he's black. It just is a fact of the show.
It is. It's fucking weird that pre Cosby's, all the main black guys were all like, you know, janitors and shit.
Oh, like the Sanford and Son. They run what were they like?
Scrapyard. I mean, Lando is cool that he runs
Lando's
the whole Cloud
cool
City.
As shit, yeah. And that's actually it's an interesting choice because you could have had Lando because when they first give you the idea of Lando, right? They're like, hey, it's this guy. No, he's a gambler and a cheat and a fucking scoundrel.
I mean, they still give him a lot of negative.
Oh yeah, that's true. Like, that's a good point.
Like, little negative personality traits.
But he is in charge.
He's in charge of it, but he's a gambler.
And he also betrays them immediately.
He betrays them right away. Yeah, like he sells them out. Actually, like now I kind of fucking hate the portrayal of Lando.
That they put Lando in
there. I wish they would have used an Italian stereotype for that.
I mean, you're still dealing with stereotypes.
Yeah, but it's Italians. It's who cares?
They don't care. At this point, they're like, whatever. Well, that's a good point. So George Lucas goes to school at USC, famously. His two best buddies, Steven Spielberg and Francis Ford Coppola.
Right.
Francis Ford Coppola makes The Godfathers. This movie, not directed by George Lucas, he brings in another guy he likes.
Yeah.
What if he brings in his very good friend, Francis Ford Coppola?
Yeah.
And he makes him an offer he can't refuse.
So he makes like an Italian mobster movie?
Look, this movie already almost is. Yeah. It's all about Luke Skywalker's daddy issues. Jedi maybe more so. But you got Darth Vader and the Emperor trying to be like, you know, every time Luke thinks he's out, they drag him back in.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Every time.
So, you know, they bring Luke in, and he's just a good guy coming back from the war trying to fight for the good guys.
Marlon Brando, Yoda, like Godfather, same kind of character.
They both speak weird.
Yeah,
same
they both
thing.
Have like a weird voice that they made.
And
they're
honestly,
both weird,
if
like,
you just get rid of, like, you're like, Frank Oz, we love you in our hearts, but no one knows who you are. Everyone knows who Marlon Brando is.
Oh,
let's
my God.
Marlon Brando in.
Oh, my God. If Marlon Brando did the voice of Yoda?
Yeah.
Can we get, or is there a fucking fan cut out there with all the Apocalypse Now dialogue put into
Yoda? Yeah.
There should be.
That's very good. That is very good.
And it's pretty close. He goes in a swamp.
Yep.
Right? He goes in a swamp to try to find like enlightenment type
That's
of
true.
Deal. And then this
That's
weird
what Yoda's
fucking
doing.
Dude is just hiding in there. And he's running
and this,
the show.
Yeah, this
and,
young weird dude just shows up trying to find him for some reason.
Yeah.
And he's just like, Yoda.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper and R2, same fucking person. Like, right? Dennis Hopper and R2
Dennis
are the same.
Oh, Dennis Hopper's definitely the same person as R2-D2.
He's got the shocky thing like Dennis Hopper has. He has Robert
Duvall's basically Han Solo.
Yeah, exactly.
He just flies in on helicopters blowing people up.
I remember when Dennis Hopper did that thing where he was like, beep, 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 boop, boop, and he falls.
I mean, that's did classic Dennis Hopper.
That was Dennis Hopper, yeah, exactly.
That sounded just like him. I thought he just walked in the room right now.
I know, I channeled him pretty well.
Yeah, you really do. You nailed Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, that's exactly, and especially in Apocalypse Now. Remember when he was like in the back of the fucking fighter and shit?
I mean, he does plug directly into the helicopter.
Yeah, he does. And he
finger fucks it.
And I remember him going like, woo! Yeah. And like sparks flying and shit.
There was some sparks.
I remember
sparks.
Dennis
there
Hopper doing
sparks,
that, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's Apocalypse Now.
It all matches up. Yeah, it all matches up. It's Apocalypse Now. It's the Godfather. They bring Luke back in. He's got to kill his sister this time. It's not his brother.
Why?
Because Fredo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, first they kiss, just like in the Godfather.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But this time it's just a little more tongue.
It's, yeah.
A little more tongue than the Godfather.
Because, you know, it's for the kids and stuff.
this is a grown-up movie. Kids love tongue. Yeah. Kids love when you get that tongue deep in there.
If I know anything
about kids.
About kids in the early 80s.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They really like tongue. That's what happened with E.T.
Oh, that's true, yeah. E.T.'s getting that tongue deep in Drew Barrymore, I guess? I don't know.
No, it's the finger.
Well, he also did finger a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he did finger a lot of stuff. That was weird.
Finger banger.
Yeah, that was a weird thing.
And R2-D2, as you said, he just like pops shit out and fingers other computers.
Yeah, yeah. R2 has a power of fingering other computers.
Yeah, he just...
Into like submission.
Deep.
Yeah. He just gets in there.
Up.
Which
give
in
a
post,
after
in
a while.
A post Me Too America. Not okay,
it's
R2.
Not okay. He doesn't ask permission.
He does not. He just like injects in there.
Very not cool.
Injects might be the creepiest way of saying it.
Yeah, well, right. It's true though. So speaking of the 80s, this movie, classic 80s movie, the 80s, all about robots.
Yep.
R2-D2, C-3PO, they're cool, but are they as cool as we could do in the 80s? I don't think so.
No.
I'm saying we replace them with cooler robots.
Better
I'm
robots
saying
than
Johnny Five. I'm saying the robot from Rocky. I'm saying RoboCop.
Polly's wife from Rocky?
I'm saying Polly's wife from Rocky.
RoboCop is technically a
he's
cyborg.
He's a cyborg,
right?
But yeah. I think we can fudge it.
Terminator?
Terminator for sure. If they were just like, oh, Master Luke, what are we going to do? And then he turns around and instead of R2, it's just fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he's
with
like,
half his face blown out?
Yeah, with half his face and he's just a fucking skeleton man.
Yeah, he's got the exoskeleton, the T-800.
And he just rips C-3PO in half.
Oh, man.
And he turns to Deck Officer, and Deck Officer's like, you'll die if you go out there. And he's like, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And he just walks out into the snow. The snow doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit about snow.
He's also, it's also weird that they didn't send out a fucking robot to get
them. That is true. It's weird they don't do a lot of shit with robots. Even in the new ones.
They have robots.
In the new ones, they're like, hey, Laura Dern, do this suicide run. And there's like a million robots just around.
Can we put a robot to do
like,
it?
No. It's got to be you, Laura Dern.
But the robot cannot. Nope. Sorry.
Got to be a real life person.
It's got to be a human.
I mean, I guess they kind of do the same thing in the new Star Trek, right? When it's fucking Thor. Thor has to sacrifice himself because the robots can't do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they can't. Oh, for some reason, robots are a property. Well, I guess if you go into Futurama times.
Yeah.
They have like a
they
whole
have some
thing.
Willpower
they have
and
willpower
like
and stuff where they don't like to be property. But, you know.
I mean, they might not like it.
But
you
robots.
They're robots.
You program them to like it.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You program them to feel pain just for our amusement.
That's true. I mean, it's Return of the Jedi. But the bit where they burn that robot's feet and it feels pain,
yeah.
It's like, who programmed that robot to feel the pain on the
feet? Then,
first of all, it's the bottom of the feet, the part of the foot that is always going to be in pain because you're stepping
on
shit.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. Like, I know that, you know, you set some sensors so it doesn't walk on fucking lava and shit like
right.
that.
Right.
But
the fact that it's in that much pain,
yeah.
It's very amusing to me. And to Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, actually.
And we're
he
basically
really
the same person. So we both like girls in scantily clad outfits that are slaves.
One of the things I like the most about you is that in the Star Wars universe,
I go for
the Jabba
the
Hutt.
I pick Jabba the Hutt, obviously.
Yeah. There's
I'm Luke. Obviously, I'm Luke.
No, you're Jabba the Hutt.
Okay, I'm Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm not cool enough to be Luke.
Well, we all are kind of. We all are a little bit of Luke.
We all want to be Han, but we all are actually more of a Luke.
A lot of us are probably Chewie, but most of us,
we don't want to admit that we're Chewie. We definitely don't want to admit that we're C-3PO, even though a lot of us are C-3PO.
Ah, he's the worst.
God, I hate fucking C-3PO so much.
He doesn't.
These movies would be so much better without fucking C-3PO.
Yeah, he's
can we just replace C-3PO with a great? Okay, here's the thing. Let's replace C-3PO with a great comedic actor. I think we all know who I'm thinking of.
Richard Pryor.
I'm thinking of Jar Jar Binks.
Oh. Sure. That's what you're thinking.
I
mean,
yeah, I guess Richard Pryor, sure.
You're thinking of Space Jerry Lewis.
I'm thinking of Space Jerry Lewis. I mean, we could get
I don't want to say that because Jerry Lewis was a brilliant man.
Jerry Lewis was still very much alive in 1980 when this movie came out.
Why didn't they throw some Jerry Lewis in this
instead of getting Anthony Edwards? No offense to you. I know you're doing great. You're doing God's work out there being a golden fucking it's robot man.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What if
it's not Anthony Edwards either. It's Anthony Daniels. Excuse me.
Go back and say that because people will fucking crucify you.
Flip the fuck out.
Yeah. Without any warning or anything like set up.
Right.
From the first movie to the second movie, C-3PO is just like, nice lady.
Hey! The Princess Leia with the nice lady with the curves.
We do a terrible.
Yeah. We do bad. I mean, we do bad impressions on this show. That's what we do.
Nice lady, what? And then he just says, he calls R2 nice or, lady like a lot.
A lot. Or yeah. We could go the other way.
What if R2 is a Dean Martin now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
So because if we can get Dean Martin in there, and Dean Martin, and it's just R2 detail with a fucking cocktail.
He's like, ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Darth Vader's over there.
Darling. Yeah. How did everybody get into my bedroom?
Yeah. Hey, Princess Leia. You know, I mean,
I've been drunk for 12 days. Yeah, I have. Exactly. Yeah.
I fucked a lot of computers, but, you know, I'm still good to go. I mean, that's what he does.
All right. We already talked about the other fan cut with Apocalypse Now. Now I want a fan cut where you take Dean Martin and fucking Jerry Lewis.
Uh-huh.
And you put them over
right
all,
in there.
Right in there.
They did enough movies together. There's enough footage out there.
They
you
did
can
like
make 42 it happen.
Movies together. Exactly.
You can make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the other thing I have, so let's go back to the beginning of this movie.
Are we talking about Luke's face getting smashed in?
I mean, we are definitely talking about Luke's face getting smashed right the fuck in.
Yeah, his face got, in case you guys didn't know, right before this movie started, his face got smashed in a smelting accident.
Car accident.
Right? Are you sure it wasn't a smelting?
I mean, it may have been a kissing a sister accident. We don't really know.
I don't know, but it was a car accident. His face got smashed in.
His face got smashed in. So the beginning of this movie, there's a couple of things that happen. One is we get introduced to the Wampa who does smash Luke's face very much
That's a Squatch.
He's a Sasquatch.
He's a Sasquatch.
He's a regular Sasquatch.
A Yeti.
You know the problem with this guy though, and I think if anything we've learned over the last 20 years, people don't like monsters. People like adorable monsters.
Yeah. He's pretty close.
He's close. So let's just up the adorable factor a little bit. Exactly. Yeah. Let's make him Mike Sully was in Monsters, right?
Yeah.
Let's make him a Mike Sully level of Abominable Snowman. There was also a movie called Abominable that I could just be calling out, but no one saw it.
Nope.
So
he's very close to a fucking Mike Sully.
He's very close. Let's just make John Goodman that character. All of a sudden, we love that guy. We want him to eat Luke Skywalker's face.
And then when Luke Skywalker cuts his arm off, we're like, boo.
Yes. We're like, oh, tragedy.
Yeah. We're like, I hope somebody smashes your face in with a car.
Oh, yeah. And that exact same thing. You're fucking cruel, and I love it. So the other thing that happens is a Tauntaun gets sacrificed, right?
Yeah,
I thought they smelled bad on the outside, right?
He cuts them off.
Classic bit. Tragic?
Yes.
Can we take a moment? Can we Bambi this shit? Can we tell the Tauntaun story about how it had to watch its own father, mother, maybe?
This is like
from
far away.
What happened in Bambi? I don't remember Bambi that well. But we followed the young adventures of a Tauntaun as it actually never really got revenge in Bambi, did it?
No, Bambi wasn't about revenge.
No, Bambi just, what the fuck was Bambi about?
No, it's just sad, and then Bambi got friends, and then that's it.
Fuck Bambi, dude. That movie sucked. Anyways.
Also, like, the Tauntaun is,
it's a kangaroo, really.
It's like a kangaroo, exactly. It's a kangaroo.
Australia looking into space, and, well, we've talked about this before, but Australia was a bunch of aliens being like, this is what animals are like, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, obviously a meteor landed in Australia hundreds of years ago.
And thousands.
Yeah. Thousands. No, hundreds. I'm going to say hundreds. I'm going to say 220
years ago. 220 years ago, right before the English got there.
Yeah.
That's probably like 320.
Just a meteor. Yeah. I landed there, and then there were just like platypi and shit.
Yep. Yep. That sounds right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Mutants.
Mutants. Teenage I was going to say about this because.
Ninja animals.
They save Luke. They put him in a tank.
They do. He's got a diaper.
Yeah, he's got a diaper. He's in a tank. Who wins in a fight between Luke Skywalker and an underwater in a tank being healed? And Rico from Starship Troopers and an underwater tank being healed.
Does being underwater in a tank being healed prevent you from force powers? Because if so, I think Rico kicks his ass.
Yeah, if Luke doesn't have force powers at that point.
Luke doesn't have force power. First of all, Rico, he's hardcore. He's from Buenos Aires.
He's from Buenos Aires, yeah. That's true.
He is white as hell, and he will stab anyone for any reason at any time.
For no reason, really. Kind of to prove a point.
Yeah, just to be, sometimes. He's a badass motherfucker.
He's also very petty, and if you're hitting on his girlfriend, he will kill you. Yeah, he's kind of a dick. He does everything for the wrong reasons. Actually, go back and watch Starship Troopers. Rico does everything for the wrong reasons. Yeah.
And then
he joins up for a chick.
Yep.
He stays for a chick.
Yep. He buys in, man.
He buys in.
All the propaganda and nonsense. Yeah,
he becomes kind of a dickhead to impress his teacher.
That's right.
Yeah.
His teacher was Michael Ironside, and if you don't want to impress Michael Ironside, you're fucking wrong, because that dude's awesome.
He's a dick to his friend who's clearly smarter than him just because he feels threatened by him.
That's true.
Yeah. Rico's kind of a piece of shit. All right, I'm going to give it to Luke.
Luke, yeah. I mean, if he has the Force, it's no contest, right?
If he has the Force, he'll just like, crush his spine, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The way that little hologram Darth Vader can do.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's a thing. This movie has a lot of great technology.
It does.
It has. So, when Han goes out to look for Luke.
Not just in filmmaking, but like in the movie itself.
No, yeah. I mean, obviously, the filmmaking technology was so far beyond anything we had seen before. That's part of the reason why this movie just blew fucking minds everywhere.
If you want to take a second to just deep throat that real quick.
Oh, yeah. Let me suck this dick.
Yeah, let's deep throat that really quick. Just a couple seconds.
Here's the thing about this movie is it looks better than every movie made up until about 2020. It looks so fucking good.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I do love, and I do mean to cut you off. That was
obviously hypothetical. Yeah.
But I do love that you can look at movies that came out the same year that were sci-fi movies, and it's just a big trash can.
Can look at movies that came out now that don't look as good as fucking Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, it is so bad. It's just like pipes and shit.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this movie looks fucking amazing, but in-universe technology, everything is so 70s. I fucking love it.
When it's all like standard definition.
Han Solo goes to look for Luke, and he pulls out this fucking giant CB radio motherfucker.
Oh my God.
With two giant antennas and like knobs everywhere.
Because back then they were like, well, their CB radios are just going to get bigger.
That's right.
They're not going to go away. They're we're just going to get bigger and more powerful. Ones.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking great.
They reach 14 more meters, and they are 8 times the size.
Correct.
Darth Vader watches people from a video screen that is very much a standard definition video screen. It's not even flat.
But also, when Darth Vader shows up, the point that I was making was when Darth Vader shows up to give orders, does he show up in like HD technology?
Nope.
No, he shows up as a tiny little he's like 2 inches tall. He's a fucking Tinkerbell motherfucker.
It is one of my favorite things about this movie. He is like a tiny hologram. It's so funny that they have to take him seriously.
Great.
he's basically
Admiral Nil, take down the shields.
He's Space Hitler, but he's a tiny little hologram Space Hitler. I love that shit. People got to be like,
aww. Oh, I mean, look at this little guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Darth. But yeah, though, like, it's very funny. He's so tiny.
It's incredibly funny.
It would have been funny if that little laughing dude from Jabba the Hutt's lair was just there too, like, fucking with his little hologram all the time.
I mean, that would be good. How we did not get any scene of him fucking with a hologram.
Oh my God. Or like...
Or just fucking, quite frankly. Because that guy could fuck. You could tell.
Oh, that guy's
moving around a lot.
Well, because Jabba... I don't think Jabba fucks.
Jabba doesn't fuck.
No, all the little
Huts don't fuck because huts are like asexual. They just fucking procreate through osmosis or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
They just have slaves for the power of it. They're not fucking around. No. But that little laughing dude, he's fucking around.
Yeah, Salacious Crumb is who you're talking about.
Salacious Crumb, yeah.
Yeah, Salacious Crumb.
You know that toy that you really wanted when you were a kid?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That one and the one that you got.
Oh, yeah. So I was telling him before we recorded, the very first Star Wars toy I got, because by the time we were getting Star Wars toys, they were kind of hard to come by because we were a little younger. And the very first one I got was the guy from Return of the Jedi that flies with Lando.
Yeah.
That doesn't speak because he can't speak like common or galactic or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. Well,
because of fucking the makeup that they put on that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, that too, because he has fucking gills and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like the discount Admiral Akbar over here.
He's such a fucking weird fucking dude. Yeah. That was the first toy. That was the first toy you got. That was
the first Star Wars toy I got.
When I was, I went to a toy show some time back after the first trilogy. My nephew was a little kid, and I was like, "Yo, pick a Star Wars toy. Like, pick one out." And he picked out, like, Christopher Lee's character.
Count Dooku?
Yeah, Count Dooku. And I was like, "Oh, put that shit back.
Pick another one. Pick another one, you piece of shit. Pick an alien.
This is a 78-year-old man you're picking. Like, don't pick that one.
That is not a fun toy to play with 78-year-old man who's going to fall down soon.
No. But now that I think about it, it was probably more him just being like, I don't know what this is. Yeah, I'll just pick this, you who is super obsessed into this fucking bullshit. Garbage.
Yeah, that's probably true. Also, Count Dooku.
He got a toy because of Dooku. Action. Yeah.
Come on, Lucas. Dooku?
Dooku? I know.
What happened to your great names like Skywalker and Solo?
Yeah,
I'm being somewhat sardonic.
Dak.
Dak, yeah. Fucking Dak, Hero of the Republic. That guy.
Yeah, remember when Dak was military like, funeral. I feel like I can take on the whole empire by myself.
And he could have, but he got
And then he got smushed.
He got killed immediately and smushed.
Yeah.
He got killed immediately and smushed.
Immediately get smushed. So this movie, all right, let's jump into Yoda on this.
So Yoda, green guy, very short, old guy.
I feel like, all right, when they came out, like Frank Oz.
Uh-huh.
You know, like all of Jim, when they came out of Jim Henson.
Jim Henson they were production, like, sure, yeah.
And they were like, can we get a mix of Kermit, Miss Piggy, and the Gremlins from the movie Gremlins
has not been made yet. But yeah. You know it's going to happen, right? And they're like, yeah, we know.
They're like, Joe Dante's got some artwork out there.
And they're like, yeah. We're on it.
Pointy big ears. Yeah, can we do that? And then he's like, yeah, I got this. And he nailed it.
He nails it.
Yeah, it's
a perfect Miss Piggy Kermit hybrid.
God. The voice is so Miss Piggy Kermit.
Here's the thing. Miss Piggy and Kermit were always going to have a child.
Yeah, we know that. That crossbreeding, that's all right.
That's a Yoda.
That's one Yoda, yeah.
That's why Baby Yoda. That's why, except for, what was it, Yarda in Phantom Menace? Outside of that, there's never been another Yoda type. It's because it's a Miss Piggy Kermit.
Well, I just said Baby Yoda.
Baby
Yoda from
is.
The Mandalorian.
Not canon. Anyways...
It's 100% canon.
Not canon.
But if you get, even if you get Gizmo, you just get Gizmo's ears and some Kermit in there and some Miss Piggy voice and a way of talking that sounds pretty good in this movie, but ridiculous and everything after this.
Immediately goes to ridiculous levels because this movie, they kind of keep it like, all right, he's going to sometimes use reverse Santex, but it's going to make sense.
It's not like crazy.
It's not going to be over the top and it's not going to be every single fucking word out of his mouth. It's going to be nonsense.
When he says you will be, he says you will be. He doesn't say will you be?
Will be you.
Will be, yeah. No, he's like,
you will be. Yeah. Exactly.
He talks pretty close to normal.
Pretty close to goddamn normal.
He talks at a like New York cab driver level of normal. You know, he's almost there. You're like, good job, guys. You've been here for a long time. Yeah. Sure.
You've adapted to American technology and verbiage and
language. As all space creatures should.
As they should, right. Look, if you don't speak American, get the fuck out, is what I always say.
Go back to Palpatine.
Get out of Coruscant, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Go back to your Emperor Palpatine is making the universe great again or whatever.
Fuck you. I want to go back to fucking Hoth. Because
the snow planet?
It's a snow planet. There's abominable snowmen about.
Squatches. There's squatches.
There's squatches there, right?
Yeah.
There's fucking snow kangaroos.
Yeah. Squatches and snow kangaroos.
What if?
Everywhere.
What I'm saying is, where the fuck's Santa Claus? Because that motherfucker lives on that planet.
You think Santa Claus lives on Hoth?
I'm thinking space Santa Claus. Space Santa. Not regular Santa. Obviously, regular Santa Claus lives on the North Pole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But space Santa Claus definitely live on Hoth, right?
Yeah,
he's definitely up on Hoth making some toys for the boys and girls.
He's got, like, space elves.
Yeah, space elves.
Which are,
Sexy. Probably sexy, right? Green, thinking, blue, sometimes, you maybe?
Like 1970s sexploitation Santa Claus space elves? I mean,
why not?
All right.
They're all just Pam Grier with the big afro, but also...
Can they still sing songs?
Obviously, they're singing songs.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, you know what? Actually, what if we just get Motown artists? What if we just get, like, Diane Ross and the Supremes and shit like that to be space elves?
They would do, like, a song about a specific holiday. Like, they would do a Christmas song or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, they would do that. All right.
But they're also Star Wars. They're Life Day. They're not Christmas.
Yeah, they're Life Day. Also, it's a Life Day Santa Claus.
So it's a Life Day Santa Claus, and I guess now he's a
fucking... In the Supremes.
He's a fucking Wookiee?
Yeah, I guess, only Wookiees live on Life Day?
Yes, I don't know.
Possibly. But it's the Supremes singing the songs. Can they still make toys that all Christmas movie elves make, which is like
trains
and wooden fucking cars and shit? Jack in the Boxes?
Something that no one has played with since 1903? Yeah.
Watch any movie ever about elves in the North Pole making toys, and it's like a Jack in the Box.
That's right.
And teddy bears.
Yep.
And trains. And yeah, all that stuff. Can these sexy Supreme elves still make those wooden toys?
I think they can.
Yeah.
I think they can.
Especially nowadays. I love if you watch Fred Claus, they're still like bicycles.
Yeah, exactly. He wants a bicycle. It's 2006.
He wants a iPod.
PS fucking 3. Yeah, exactly. Or 4 or whatever, whenever that movie came out.
Yeah, it's probably PS3. Or an iPod. Or a fucking new phone.
Or a Zoom. They were real. That was a thing that people wanted at one point. Mm-hmm. Believe me.
He wants to zoom with all the music. Yeah,
exactly. Here's the thing. Now, thanks to the magic of Disney, we know that the Millennium Falcon is a lady and also, like, has a fucking, like, personality and shit, right?
Yes.
So, I'm saying we got C-3PO. We got R2-D2. They're always plugging into that motherfucker. We got the Millennium Falcon. I'm talking love triangle, motherfucker.
Can it still be the Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis C-3PO that we talked about? All right.
So it's Jean Martin, it's Jerry Lewis.
Can we do Marilyn Monroe?
Let's do Marilyn Monroe as the voice / projection of, because we got to get some
of the Falcon.
We got to get like some.
Look, listen, Disney
curves.
If you're gonna set this shit up where the Falcon is a personality, it has a personality and it's a female,
and it's actually it's a strong female character,
like a strong female personality. Yes, we're just gonna jump into
It's got to bang
into Marilyn Monroe.
Dean Martin is what it's got to do.
Can we go Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon on this?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, right?
So Jessica Lange then?
So something like a hat.
You're right. Marilyn Monroe. Something like a hat. You're right.
We go something like a hat on this. And then now it's the fucking sex triangle you've been talking about the whole time.
It's the okay, so I got a lot of sex triangles because obviously you got the Luke Leia Han, right? But
there's nothing hotter. If you go on Pornhub.
Obviously, there's nothing hotter than
a brother, sister, and other guy.
And other guy, sure. Yeah. It's just fucking threesome. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Unless it's brother, sister, and her best friend threesome.
Yeah. Kids, go on Pornhub right now and look this up.
Obviously, yes.
You'll see exactly what we're talking about. But no.
I mean, you could also get... We talked about Life Day.
Yeah.
We talked about Chewie having his family. I mean, we haven't really. But if you watch the holiday special, Chewie's got that family.
Yeah, he's got a grandfather.
He's got his grandfather just masturbating in the bedroom. All right, not even the bedroom, the living room, in front of everybody.
In front of the little kid one.
In front of the little kid Wookiee.
The little kid Wookiee
Why aren't they in these movies? Look, this is wartime. You got to get that grandpa and you got to get that little kid in. Women are not immune from the war times.
I feel more for Chewbacca if we every now and then we cut to his grandfather masturbating in the bedroom. Like in a living room.
Just in front of everybody, or just outside. in the middle of the Millennium Falcon. They're like running back. They're like, I don't understand why the hyperdrive's not working. And Han Solo's rushing back. And there's fucking Chewie's grandpa just,
like the fucking...
Jefferson Starship,
Yeah, the AT-AT. Like the walkers are like going through and like Chewbacca's in peril and stuff. And then it just cuts to like his weird gray Chewbacca grandfather
yep.
jerking off in a fucking living room.
Jerking right off.
And then a little tiny Chewbacca playing with weird hologram toys, but looking at him.
Yep, just staring straight at him, dick out.
Yeah.
Just weird Chewbacca, red dick.
And also, he's a dog, so it's kind of like, I mean, kind of there, kind of not there. Dick,
right?
Yeah. It's just like a little dangly part that every now and then just lip sticks out.
I guess.
I mean,
I feel at this point he's jacking it.
Maybe not the so grandfather. It's out. The grandfather's got a Viagra out. Yeah. Well, he's got a Viagra up.
I mean, he's got a, but at this point, at the point that he's watching fucking Jefferson Starship and getting on.
Yeah.
It's out.
It's out. Yeah. Oh, that shit's out. Yeah.
That shit is out.
And he's an old man, so he doesn't care. You could be like, Dad, what are you doing? And
he's like, the kid's got to learn sometime.
I'm watching Grace Slick and all that.
Grace Slick. good call.
You know, sexiness and all that stuff.
So this movie, of course, gives us the big reveal. The biggest reveal in maybe Star Wars history, I am your father.
We find out that Han Solo is his father.
That Han Solo is his father.
Yeah.
And had sex with his mom when he was 10 or something. It's which is believable if it's Han Solo.
Look at all this shit in this movie.
If it's Han Solo at 10, he's getting it in, right?
Yeah.
That's a charming he's doing motherfucker. Sweetback's
badass sign. Yeah. Badass song level of banging an older prostitute.
But this is what I'm saying. Is we know at this point, so Anakin Skywalker, right, becomes Darth Vader.
Sure.
His mom dies, quote unquote, dies in childbirth because of a broken heart. Does that sound a little convenient for you?
Are you thinking Nazis?
No, I'm saying.
Are you thinking Russians?
Anakin, he got chopped in half and left to burn in lava. Does that sound like a guy that survived?
Are you thinking Czechoslovakians?
I'm saying Anakin died in the lava. Padme is Darth Vader.
Oh, shit.
Padme the whole time with a voice changer in the suit, pretending to be Anakin Skywalker, her children.
Look, not pretending to be Anakin Skywalker. She transitions, so now
okay,
she is...
I'm sorry. I'm being insensitive.
You're being insensitive.
She becomes Darth Vader.
She is... Now she's a man, so she becomes Darth Vader.
So she becomes Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually a really good theory. I mean, despite your weird roundabout way of bringing it up.
Look, that was
cis,
a perfectly...
Your cis way of fucking...
Look, my cisgendered way of bringing it up was...
Despite your cisgendered way of bringing it up.
Incredibly insightful to everybody and makes total sense.
Despite all that shit, it's actually a pretty good fucking observation.
Theory!
Yeah. So... She takes over. She becomes Darth Vader.
That's right.
And
she's channeling Anakin, though.
Obviously, she's channeling Anakin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now she associates
herself as the
Anakin.
Father.
And now you have to refer to her as Anakin all the time.
Right.
Or else, you know.
Or else
you're a piece of shit.
A piece of shit, I guess. Yeah. You're like offensive because you're not calling this person by another person's name.
Yeah. That clearly she told you
that's what
he told you he wanted to be. Yes.
They?
We have no idea what's going on.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah. But you know one thing that isn't going on? Not a lot of big name actors in this movie. At least at the time, right?
I was going to say there's a lot of big name actors.
Not at the time, though. These people
Harrison
were not
Ford is clearly the biggest
Harrison
name
Ford
in the 80s.
Is a huge fucking star. But at the time, not that big. So what I'm saying is we need to get some juice in this movie. Because this it was the third highest grossing movie. Could have been the highest, right?
Here's what I say. Instead of Luke Skywalker, we get J.J. Walker.
Let's get J.J. Walker.
In there, and he goes like, Dynamite.
Dynamite. People love that guy.
Yeah. Google that shit.
He was a television actor.
He was also Stallone. Can we get Stallone in there?
I mean, obviously we can get Stallone in there.
Right.
All right. You have, what about Wedge?
Wedge,
the hero of the Wedge Antilles, hero of the Republic, right?
Okay, yeah,
flying Reg. Fucking sky or snow speeders or whatever. Well, if we get Stallone, there's like, hey, I'm gonna get this fucking AT-AT with my fucking Gatling. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fucking rope it up.
You've seen Cannonball Run?
Obviously,
you've seen the second Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
You know, on the second Cannonball Run, it was just like, oh, these guys missed out on the first one.
Yep,
they're in this one.
Yeah.
All right. So, I like the idea of the Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis combo.
I like that, too. I've got a better one for you, though.
I was going to say Stallone should be Chewbacca.
Stallone should definitely be Chewbacca.
And we should not say anything about it, he would just be like 5 foot four. Now.
Yes.
Chewbacca's just tiny now.
Does he still have the mustache?
Of course he does.
So Stallone with a mustache. Does he still do the like?
They just let him.
I don't know where this fucking converter goes.
I was going to let him rant, but his rants are so like nonsensical that it's still right. just it like still yeah, nobody sense. Knows what it is. It's like he's like,
that's good. That's good. Here's the part that I really think we need to spruce up, because I love Ian McDiarmid. I love Palp.
Yeah.
Love me some Palpatine.
Yeah. We love some Palpatine. Introduced in this movie.
Right.
They mentioned him before, but this is the first time we see him.
He's like, yeah, that dark side. This guy, I fucking love this guy. Yeah. But not a big name. Nobody knows who he is, right?
Right.
You know who people know, though? It's 1980. You know who people fucking love?
Dustin Hoffman?
Burt Reynolds.
Oh, shit.
So if it was just like, hey, Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Why don't you get that Luke kid?
It's a force. It's a dark side, huh?
It's some bullshit. I don't know.
I you know
get what? Some Coors Beer.
You know what my favorite part of this thing is? It's going to be the bloops. It's going to be the bloopers at the end. The bloops
of him not knowing his lines.
Where he's like.
And it's just George Lucas feeding him lines. He's like, no, it's the dark side. He's like, the dark people.
Anyway,
that's kind of like offensive.
Don't say that. Yeah. Dark side. All right. Dark people side.
Negroes.
What am I going to say?
No, definitely don't say that. Definitely don't say that.
And then Sally Field breaks up with him.
Yeah.
Sheldon breaks up with him halfway through fucking Jedi.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So then he's just like, you know, I'm still a macho guy, but, you know.
But I'm also hurt.
Fuck this bullshit.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
Like, I'm fine. But fuck this bullshit, you know.
Yeah. Or what if, I mean, again, Frank Oz, love Frank Oz. You mm-hmm. know I love Frank Oz. You know I love
you know
Miss Piggy, Fozzie. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, but Frank Oz is great.
Not a big name. Another big name in 1980? Gene Hackman.
So you want Gene Hackman to do the voice?
I want Gene Hackman to just be there.
Can we do Dustin Hoffman? Because no. I feel like 1980 Dustin Hoffman is really good.
I mean, that would be very good as well.
Well, can we give Dustin Hoffman like a...
I mean, Dustin Hoffman does love putting on wigs and dresses. So yeah.
Can he be Leia for a while?
Can Dustin
Hoffman be... Well, this movie kind of proves that point.
That anyone could be Leia?
No, that there's no strong female characters. And then Dustin Hoffman shows up and he's like, well, the only way I can get a job
is to be the strongest of female characters.
And then Dustin Hoffman is just like she's just Leia for a little bit. Sure, why not?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, I like that Han Solo is super into Dustin Hoffman Leia.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, Harrison Ford and Dustin Hoffman would make a beautiful baby.
Yeah. Well, they make a very well acting baby.
And well, that's true too, actually. They would make the best acting baby.
He would have the charming, a very charismatic.
He would have
baby.
So much charm. He would have so much charisma, and yet have so much acting depth. He would also be kind of a dick, but so much.
He would be very hard to work with.
And
people would be like, "Why are you wearing that fucking earring?"
And it's just like, "Fuck you! I'm getting high."
Maybe like comes on my
I'm
dad.
I'm flying a plane.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
I miss good Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman was really. Is he dead?
No, Dustin Hoffman's
he's
very
still
much
alive,
alive,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is Dustin Hoffman doing?
I think probably the last thing that I really liked him was that Stranger Than Fiction.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. He was very good in that.
He's really good. Wait, was he the Joker in that movie Joker?
Yep, he sure was.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So here's another idea. We talked a lot about the lack of strong female characters.
Did we, though? What about C-3PO?
Yes, again, he's very effeminate. but... What if they were all female except for Luke? I'm talking it's harem anime time. It's sexy cat girl Chewbacca. It's sexy Han Solo rebel girl. It's sexy Princess Leia. It's sexy robot girls.
So I got to tell you this. In the 1980s, Mexican comedies were a huge thing.
Were just that.
Late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. Mexican comedies, they were all about a guy getting messed up in a female situation. And it was all like, a man in a women's prison. A man in a tortilla factory, because apparently tortilla factories were all
women.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn, I gotta go make some tortillas.
Yeah, there's one movie where a guy finds out that he's gonna die, so he just fucks every girl that he knows, including
like
his doctor's girl.
Nice.
Well, so here's what happens. Here's what happens.
I'm going to tell you. Please explain the plot of this 30-year-old fucking Mexican movie about a dude getting it in.
You guys should know about this movie. El Caballo Rojas, who's the character. Because in Mexico, you don't just get a name, you get a nickname.
Sure.
El Caballo Rojas, El Caballo means horse. He looks like a horse.
Sure, so he's the red horse.
Yeah.
The red stallion? He looks like a horse. Would it be a stallion or just horse?
He's a very... It's
just or just horse. He has a horse face head.
It's horse face. Horse
yeah,
face.
Horse face. Okay.
He goes to the doctor. He bangs the doctor's wife at the doctor's office because she's his secretary.
Ooh.
The doctor catches them.
Does he join in?
No. What he does is he tells him that he's going to die.
That's he lying?
Yeah, he's lying. That's how he gets back at him.
He's fucking with him.
He tells him that. So he tells him he's going to die. So this guy then decides to just fuck everybody that he knows, everything in sight. And it creates a series of romantic misunderstandings.
That's great.
But back then, all those Mexican movies were all about a guy pretending to be a woman in a girl's prison or in a girl's school or and all that. So I feel like that's exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, yes. And I love it.
Luke Skywalker.
And I fucking love it.
It'll be called like Luke in the Women's Space School.
Luke in Women Prison?
Luke in Women's Space
School?
Space Prison.
Space Prison? Luke in Women's Space Prison?
Luke in Women's Space Prison.
And it's just a bunch of alien chicks and young Mark Hamill getting it in?
Somehow nobody checked his wiener.
Nobody checked his wiener and it's
in space.
Ginormous.
And he's in there and now all the girls are all about him and they have to keep him secret because they all want him to himself. I'm telling you, I'm describing Mexican fucking movies in the 1990s. They all want him to himself.
I love it. Alternatively, let's go the other way. What if Luke gets a sex change? Luke's a lady. Everyone else is dudes.
That's just Leia. You're just talking about fucking
I'm
the
just
same
talking
movie.
About Leia. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, there's nothing new about that.
So here's the thing. They eat a lot of weird food. We're watching the scene right now where he first meets Yoda and he's eating some weird fucking bullshit dinner.
Like, he eats weird frog shit.
Yeah, I don't know what the like weird frog shit and stew and bullshit.
It was cool, but it was
what
fun.
If instead, like, let's forget movies. Movies are 1980s.
Movie magic?
Movies are 1980s. The 2020s, we're all about TV shows. We're all about that binge watch, son.
We are.
So I'm talking cooking show.
I was going to help in your
Star
Target
Wars
King,
cooking
but,
right. show. I'm talking Tiger King. It's a cooking show. And it's just, but it's also the guy owns a Rancor who's just devouring motherfuckers. But in the meantime, it's a cooking show about all the crazy space food that exists. So it's space frogs and space Yodas and space Gungans and shit. And
it
it's hosted
one of the
by...
things that's like really missing. It's one of the things really missing in the Star Wars universe.
Cooking?
Is the food.
I mean, the food, it looks ridiculous and gross, but also maybe delicious.
Yeah. Well, kind of like RoboCop where you're just eating baby food.
True.
And you're like, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, but hosted by?
Is it Chewbacca?
There's gonna be hair everywhere.
That's a good point. He's got to wear so many hairnets. He's got to wear so many hairnets.
Oh my! It's like 4,000 hairnets.
Just covering his body. He's got a full body. Fucking,
8 hours of setup to this fucking cooking.
All right, maybe not. Maybe not.
No,
him.
If we really wanted a realistic cooking show person, it would be C-3PO.
But C-3PO is a robot.
He also is not a dick enough.
Not a dick enough. Is it maybe Admiral Akbar?
Oh, yeah. What if it's Akbar?
Akbar, but he has to eat seafood all the time?
Yeah, which is,
a little weird for him because he's a fucking lobster man.
Yeah, he's a weird lobster man, but he's always got to eat seafood.
He's always
ironic.
Eating seafood. It's a little weird.
And he's like, I don't like it. Because he does that weird fucking
It's a lobster.
Yeah, it's a lobster.
Yeah, it's a lobster bisque. All right, maybe not him. Who would be the great charismatic lead of a? Is it Wedge? Is it Vader? Is it Deck Officer?
Oh, it's Vader.
Is it Vader?
It should be Vader. I think it should be because Vader would just crush your windpipe, right? Vader. Clearly has no taste buds has gotten rid of all that stuff.
That's true. Does well, but when he opens up, I mean, this is obviously jumping ahead to next episode when we talk about Return of the Jedi. Stay tuned. But when they pop off the fucking mask, obviously mouth is there.
There's
tongue
a mouth
is there.
There. That's weird. What does throat Vader is there. Eat? I'm going to reiterate. I do think that Vader eats RoboCop food.
Yeah. Oh, baby food for sure.
Which is just baby food. Right?
I mean, they just pump that shit into his veins.
Does RoboCop begin the the Vader timeline.
I mean, vice versa, though. This is a long, long time ago.
A long time ago from where, though?
A place far, far away.
Oh, shit. That's right.
That's right. That's fucking right.
That was bullshit. One of the most bullshit fucking lines that George Lucas ever thought
of. No, it's the best line he ever thought of. It's just a long don't worry time about ago, it. It's fucking far away, man.
Far, far away.
Don't worry about this shit. This doesn't have anything to do. I want to know when. It has nothing to do with your bullshit.
When in the fucking future? I this want is Blade 20,000 Runner fucking...
years ago in a million miles away. Look, a million miles from nowhere.
One of my favorite things in movies is to live past a point in a movie.
I mean, that is great.
It's fucking great. And I don't get that with Star Wars. What that the fuck, dude? I want that with Star Wars. I mean,
we've passed Back to the Future. We've passed Transformers.
We passed the first Terminator. Blade Runner.
Yeah, we passed the first Blade Runner. Yeah. It's insane time. But we passed Akira.
We passed Akira. Yeah. Ugh. We passed the Running Man. We passed Total Recall.
Damn. Oh.
We passed.
We're not even on Mars yet.
We're not
on Mars yet. To Mars.
Yeah.
We can't even get our ass to Mars.
Our eyes aren't popping out of our heads yet.
It's the worst.
Yeah, we passed all this shit. In Star Wars, I don't even get that because he says a long time ago. He should have given me a specific year, which I feel should have been 1999.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Right, because I mean, that was the year, right?
It would have made sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a couple more for you.
I like that 19 years in the future is that.
Is fucking android people and people having superpowers and shit.
I do like that. I like that. That was a thing that was... That's a realistic thing in the 80s and the 70s.
I mean, that's Blade Runner. Blade Runner, it's like 30 years from now, there's going to be flying cars and robot people and wars on Mars.
But I gotta tell you, when I was growing up, I was like, 30 years from now, there's going to be flying cars.
I 100% believe that. At the very least. I was like, by the time I'm an adult, there's flying cars
and video phones.
There's video phones. We're going to be living on Mars. There's going to be a colony in space. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we all knew that to be fact.
Fuck yeah.
And then it turns out it was just cell phones.
Just cell phones.
Just TikTok. TikTok was the only thing that we should have seen coming.
The only thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ridiculous. I got a couple more for you before we go.
All right.
So, Chewie, we know Chewie. We love him. He's a dog man.
Do we?
He doesn't. I mean, yeah. We do. he's a crazy dog man. Everyone else around him
Peter
is humans.
Peter Mayhew?
Everyone around him is humans except for him. Flip that shit. Reverse it. He's a human. That's all everyone else is dog people.
No, can we do like a Beethoven type of deal? What if we do a Beethoven type of deal where it's...
He's just a dog?
He's just a big dog.
He's just a big fucking dog.
Yeah, and then instead of Han Solo, instead of Harrison Ford, obviously we get John Lithgow.
So John Lithgow, big ass fucking dog. He's Darth Vader now.
No Han Solo, John Lithgow, because I love me some John Lithgow.
Oh, he's Han Solo.
He's Han Solo, obviously, because he can't deal with this fucking Beethoven dog.
That's true.
That's just one big Chewbacca.
Like, Chewbacca, I'm trying to fuck Leia.
And then he's like, get out of here, Chewbacca. Actually, John Lithgow never says that in the actual movie.
I think he does.
You think he's just trying to fuck the mom
the
whole time?
Yeah.
It's not about slobbering his shoes.
Look, I've been in a relationship for like a year, and if all I don't know about relationships is you're always trying to
Saint Bernard,
and it's always not going well.
That's true. It's all the fucking is not going well. Yeah, you're right. You're right. John Lithgow is Han Solo. Beethoven is Chewbacca, clearly.
That's right. Yes.
So I like the idea that while Luke is doing all this stuff, Leia is doing all this stuff, it's just John Lithgow trying to deal with a slobbering big Saint Bernard.
Here's the other thing, though. People like dogs. People on the internet love cats.
So should it be a cat?
I'm saying everyone should be a cat.
I think Yoda should be a cat.
No, I'm all.
All cats?
Just all cats.
Then it's just sleepy time and... Sleepy time and bitchy time.
That's okay. You can fall asleep. You fall asleep watching Empire.
Sleepy time and like weird cats telling you that their food bowl is not full at 3 a.m.
I mean, they do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of that. Or just going fucking bananas in the middle of the night for no reason. Just like...
I mean, obviously they wanted attention and you weren't awake, so they will demand it.
Can we talk about his being frozen in carbonite?
Obviously, yes.
Because this is one of my favorite Halloween costume ideas. I always wanted to be frozen in carbonite Han Solo.
Sure.
But number one criterion for a Halloween costume is, can I drink in it?
Yes, obviously. Yeah, you need that.
Number one is, can I drink in it? I can do it.
Bring frozen carbonite, you can't do it.
I can-ish do it. But the number two is, can I sit in it? Because eventually...
You're going to want to sit down.
I'll sit down. As far as that goes, I would just be like a mattress.
That's right. Yeah.
I would just be a Han Solo mattress.
Although, I mean, that alternatively gives you the any Princess Leia can sit right here.
Yeah, I guess.
Talking about your face, obviously. But.
Because yeah, I'm a big mattress.
Because you're a big mattress, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Just bounce on it.
Yeah, I feel like I would just be the big mattress.
You would definitely Halloween. Just be the big yeah. mattress.
Han Solo,
which is my nickname in high school.
The big mattress?
It's not because I got laid. It's just because I was
People were
mean.
People were peeing on you. People yeah, were drooling
people were
on you.
Peeing on me, drooling. Dogs chewed on me. It wasn't a nice nickname.
People left you on the curb.
They did that too, actually, all the time. Yeah. They'd be like, "We'll come back for you."
Yep.
And they would be gone.
You got left on the curb. You got sprayed yeah. for bed bugs all the time.
So much.
Like a lot.
I ingested so much bug poison. It's amazing I'm alive. Amazing.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else that we want to talk about far as Lando goes or Yoda? Because, all right. Let's cover this real quick, because this movie really introduces a lot of shit.
It introduces Lando, it introduces Yoda, it introduces Force teleportation, telekinesis.
Telekinesis Force, the
big starship, it's the Emperor's first appearance.
Yeah,
the Imperial March, first time Yoda's song the first time. You get introduced to the Minox. Those are a thing. The weird gremlin people in the Cloud City.
Yeah,
all the bounty hunters. Boba Fett.
I'm your father. Boba Fett is introduced.
IG-88. In yeah. Bosk.
Yeah. The fucking walkers.
Yeah, the STAT and AT-ATs.
Yeah. It introduces a lot of shit. Is there anything else that we want to talk about as far as that shit goes?
Nah.
Nope. We're done.
We're at like an hour. Yeah. I think we're good.
We're good. I feel like we fixed this movie.
I mean, at some point we must have.
My favorite part was the part where we talked about Rico from Starship Troopers.
I did like that. my favorite part is just...
Rico's Roughnecks, goddammit.
Yeah, fucking... Fuck yes.
That's why I have that tattooed on my arm. I do
as
not have
should.
That tattooed
you
on my arm.
You should. Starship Troopers is dope as shit.
Rico's Roughnecks.
Fuck yeah. I mean, my favorite part was that we've had Empire Strikes Back playing this entire time, and I've watched half of it, and... God damn, that movie's great. Movie's so fucking good. Anyways.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe someone else. I don't know what we're going to do.
We have another Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And then we have the final movie.
Return of the Jedi is coming up next.
We're going to do a big deal for the final movie.
We'll do a big fucking deal for the final movie.
This is going to be a COVID-19 breaking deal. We're going to have 400 people on this podcast.
We're all going to be so close to each other.
Yeah. We decided
kissing, sharing drinks, touching
everything.
Each other.
We're paying everybody $100 to come in.
Yep, that's enough to get COVID.
To get people to come in. Yeah, exactly. Young people will do it.
Young people sure. will do anything.
Yeah. We're going to be on the news for it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're really close to the end of this list.
We are very close. So we got 2 episodes left on the countdown.
Right.
Then we're doing a couple more 80s movies, and then we're going on into the 90s. So if there is an 80s movie that you absolutely positively have to have us talk about before we leave this decade behind forever,
right.
you got to let us know, blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com.
Please email us.
Or Instagram, blockbusternostalgia, Facebook, blockbusternostalgia. You got to let us know. Also, I do want to thank all our international listeners. I was just checking out the numbers. I know we got some people all over Europe.
Yeah, we got 4,000 people in the very deepest Russia parts.
The very deepest.
Yeah.
Most of them are probably trolls, but it's fine. No, but we got a lot of...
Those are views, baby.
Those are views. We take them. We take them all.
Listens.
We listen. We love it. We love it. Bring it.
Yeah.
We plug Putin. We love him. But we got a lot of international listeners. We love that we have international listeners. Please email us. Please let us know that you're out there. But until next week... I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.